Masechet Kinim Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Lazo Ahat. Seven women have groups of undesignated pairs. So Kinin Setumot. The first woman has one undesignated pair of birds. Lazo Shetayim. The second woman has two pairs of undesignated birds. Lazo Shalosh. The third woman has a group of three undesignated pairs. Lazo Arba, the fourth woman has a group of four undesignated pairs. Lazo Hamesh, Lazo Shesh, Lazo Sheva. This woman has a group of five undesignated pairs. Sixth woman has a group of six undesignated pairs. And a seventh woman has a group of seven undesignated pairs. The seven groups were lined up in a row. So we have 56 birds here in total. And all the birds look exactly the same. There are seven groups that are separate over here. And let's see, seven groups here that are, yeah, distinct. Let's see what happens. Parach min harishona l'shenia. A bird flew from the first pair to the second group of pairs. L'shelishit, and a bird then flew from the second to the third group. L'revi'it, and then from the third group to the fourth group. L'hamishit, and then from the fourth group to the fifth group. L'shishit, and from the fifth group to the sixth group. L'shevi'it, and from the sixth group to the seventh group. Hazad, and then a bird came back down the line from the seventh group to the sixth group, and then the sixth to the fifth, and from the fifth to the fourth, and then from the fourth to the third, and then from the third to the second, and then from the second to the first. Posel Ehad v'halichato. The law is that when going up the line from one all the way to seven, every time a bird flies from one group to the next, it disqualifies one bird in each group. One bird in the group that it left, and another bird in the group that it entered. This was the rule that we learned in Mishnah Aleph. Ve'ehad b'hazirato. And when coming back down the line, it also disqualifies one bird in each group every time it flies back from one group. So one bird in the group that it left, and then another bird in the group that it enters becomes disqualified. Because the reason is, every time a bird flies from one group to the next, whether it's going up the line or back down, we apply the rule that we had in Mishnah Aleph that told us when a bird flies from one group to another group, it disqualifies one bird in each group. A lot we could say about that part of the Mishnah to go through all the different permutations of it, but we will continue. We'll now sum up how many pairs remain after the round trip of flights through the groups. Harishona v'hashenia en lahem kilum. The first and second group have nothing in them that could be offered because of the amount that became disqualified. There's nothing left. Hashelishit yesh la ahat. The third group has one pair in it that could be offered. Harevi'it yesh la shnayim. The fourth group now has two pairs that could be offered. Hahamishit yesh la shalosh. The fifth group has three pairs that could be offered. Hashishit yesh la arba. The sixth group has four pairs in it that could be offered. Hashevi'it yesh la shesh. And the seventh group now has six pairs that could be offered. We'll send a picture that shows how the disqualifications work one by one. Now we'll talk about what happens if there's another round trip of flights through the groups that still have offerable birds through them. Parach v'hazad. If a bird flew for a second time up the line from group to group, and then it came back down the line from group to group, once again, when the bird goes up the line from three to seven, because one and two were already disqualified, every time a bird flies from one group to the next, it disqualifies one group, one bird in each of the groups, from where it left and also from where it entered. And when it comes back down the line, it disqualifies one bird in each group, one bird in the group that it left and another bird in the group that it entered. Every time it flies from one group to the next, whether it's going up or where it's going down, we apply the rule from Mishnah Aleph that said that when a bird flies from group to group, it disqualifies one bird in each group. So now we'll sum up what happens after this second round trip through the groups. We only had, again, groups three and seven. Hashelishit v'hareviit in laklum. The third and fourth group have nothing left in them that could be offered. Hahamishit yesh la ahat. The fifth group now has one pair in it that could be offered. Hashishit yesh la shtayim. The sixth group has two pairs that could be offered. Hashevi'it yesh la hamesh. And the seventh group has five pairs in it that could be offered. Now we'll talk about a case if there was another trip of flights, round trip through these groups that don't have that still have offerable birds. So we only have groups 5 through 7 left. 1, 2, 3, and 4 have no birds left that could be offered. Parach vehazar posel had b'halichato vehad b'hazirato. If a bird flew for a third time up the line and then came back down the line from groups 5 through 7. The law is again that when going up the line and when going down the line, every time it disqualifies one bird in each group, one bird when it left and one bird when it entered, both times. So again, we end up with a lot of birds becoming disqualified. Hahamishit vashishit in lahem klum. The fifth and sixth group now have nothing left in them that could be offered. Hashevi'it yeshla arba. But the seventh group has four birds in it that could be offered. Because the seventh group in this situation, it's the last group in the line and it only has one flight into it and one flight out of it. So therefore, two birds are disqualified pretty much every time that it... That birds go through it, and therefore,
and some say, in this case, since none of the lower groups have any birds offered, the seventh group did not lose anything as a result of birds flying in it and birds flying out of it during the third series of flights, and five pairs of birds could be offered from it, just like before. What we're saying over here, this Yeshomnim in the Mishnah, is saying that basically, the only time you have birds become disqualified if there's another group around. That if birds went to another group and they could be offered from there, and then you may have problems in terms of the hatat and the olah that's owned by one person not being offered together. But according to this Yesh Omrim, there's no other groups anymore. So therefore, when a bird leaves the group, they don't become disqualified. Now we'll conclude. V'im parach miben hametot likulam. Everything we said above applies only when a bird flew in that came from a group that had other birds that could be offered. In other words, we're qualifying everything we said. We're talking about birds that were able to be offered that are going from one group to another. That's when all the rules apply of one getting disqualified when it comes in and one getting disqualified when it comes out. But if the bird that's coming in is coming from a group that the birds have to be left to die, then hare kulam yamutu, then all the birds and all the groups have to be left to die. We can't have a situation where there's even a single bird amongst the group that has to be left to die. Because any bird we want to offer may be the one that was supposed to die, and therefore we have a problem. It becomes a full safek, and everything becomes problematic. And then when it takes a series of flights through all seven, we don't know where that original bird that's left to die is. It may be any bird over there, so therefore, in order to make sure we don't offer something that's pasul, we have to leave that bird as well to die, and we leave all the groups to die.